It's Monday, August 9th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Reopening and jobs data interconnects, the FCC's new maps, and the long-term cost of legacy technology. This is the Business of Tech. Amazon has joined other companies in delaying their reopening plans, pushing the date back until January 3rd. The company has not added a vaccine mandate to their plans, although masks are required for unvaccinated employees. Uber has announced that corporate employees in their U.S. offices will be required to be vaccinated, but drivers and passengers are not. Let's reference Business Insider, which highlights this new landscape. Startup Workato reopened on June 15th, and no one showed up. Zoom is delaying office openings because only 1% of workers are willing to show up. And Google has approved 85% of nearly 10,000 requests for remote work or relocation. U.S. unemployment is at a new pandemic-era low of 5.4%, with an addition of almost a million new jobs in July. Wages have risen 4% from this time last year. That from the U.S. government, while LinkedIn is reporting an average of 49 days from submission of an application to hiring for engineering jobs. It's 46 days for business development. CompTIA noted that the unemployment rate for tech occupations dropped to 1.5% in July, according to that same U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data. That's the lowest level since August 2019 and is close to the historic low of 1.3%. In that context, I'm linking to Protocol, which dives into the four-day work week and the companies that are embracing it. Now, why do we care? I've got two themes. First, tactically, work isn't just sliding back to the way it was, nor is the pandemic over. It bears repeating, get vaccinated, but also work a plan and help customers with theirs. The second is the changing employment situation. I've long since thought this rush to return to the office was artificial and exposes a legacy thinking that isn't based on either current market conditions nor on actual data. It smells more like lazy management. That leaves an opening for creative thinkers, as well as an opportunity to deliver services around helping customers examine their options. The reason I keep focusing here is that the consulting opportunities are just so ripe, so a constant feed of data is something to mine. The FCC has released new maps which show mobile service across the U.S. Sourced from data from the carriers, this map is the work of the FCC's Broadband Data Task Force. This is considered the first step in the FCC's efforts to provide information to consumers, per the release, which cites the Broadband Data Collection Project as a larger effort. This map does not focus on home internet availability. Why do we care? First step. This project is now showing results, and while it's early days, anyone tracking on better broadband and the theme of unlocking that potential cares about the FCC having good data. They're starting to deliver on that promise. Let's talk about legacy applications. Two surveys we care about today. In a report from the UK, half the money being spent in IT goes to supporting legacy IT systems. Quote, a recent analysis by Government Security indicates that almost 50% of government IT spend, £2.3 billion out of a total central government spend of £4.7 billion in 2019, is dedicated to keeping the lights on, activity on outdated legacy systems, with an estimated £13 to £22 billion risk over the coming 5 years, the report notes. And at nearly two-thirds of large enterprises, there are mainframe-based apps dating back 10 to 20 years. According to Advanced's Mainframe Modernization Business Barometer report, over a quarter of businesses feature applications that are between 20 or 30 years old. Some even harken back to the 1960s. 78% of enterprises have started at least one modernization program as a direct result of COVID-19. Why do we care? At first glance, for many focused on SMB, this would seem irrelevant. Government and large enterprise data? Ignore that. It's the pattern. Old systems cost a lot of money to maintain. I'm thinking a lot about the SMB of the current and the future, one that isn't burdened by these legacy systems. My reasoning is this. That thinking understands who IT providers would be serving and also what current customers need to compete against. These would be unburdened by legacy and even more competitive reason to invest. Now layer on the typical MSP. If you're making money on maintaining old stuff, are you no longer in alignment with your customer if you do better by not keeping them current? That's warning area. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. I need to do a quick correction. Last week, I referred to Windows 365 as Microsoft 365, and I did it on two different days. Thanks to listener Ray for pointing it out. So there's the correction. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.